Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's it. That's what they call me around here. Welcome back 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Scott Arno back on the show. Scott's a longtime brain trust member. He is the security advocate. He works with companies large and small to help them make sure that they protect themselves from the bad guys online. You know what WWW stands for, right, folks? What, you think it's World Wide Web, right? It stands for Wild Wild West. That's what it, the Wild Wild Web, I should say. That's what it stands for. It's crazy out there, and Scott's out there. He's like a superhero, folks. He's got a cape and the wristband thing, you know, where you can fight folks off. And I don't think he wears a tiara though. I think he went without that. Scott Arno, welcome back to the show.
I think I need to bring you in to do my PR in the future, Jim.
How's that cape doing so these days?
Well, you know, the red look works for me, the red boots.
Yes.
I'll keep it for a while.
There you go. Hey, Scott, welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I want to go to something. We're going to talk about the Office of Personnel Management thing in the next segment. I want to move that over and do that second. But first, I want you to talk to us about some of the stuff that's been going on in hospitals with medical devices and how hackers have been getting into that. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, a lot of what you run into that's a problem there is that these devices are not designed to be up to date. In a very simple way, they tend to have a lot of their stuff set up for features, not for security. And this is sort of an ongoing problem across what's now being referred to as the Internet of Things.
Right.
As you have more and more
so
devices.
So these are devices.
That are
these are devices. See, when most people think about hospital devices, they think about X-ray and CAD cams. I mean, CAT scans and what's the other one? MRI, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking about those things. They don't think about those things being on the grid, do they?
Yeah. And they are.
Because people are in another city reading those things, aren't they?
Yeah. And they'll do it so that they can put system updates in place. But there's sort of a back-and-forth problem with medical devices.
Mm.
A lot of device manufacturers are afraid if they do too much to tweak it, that they will then not get FDA approval. Thus,
right.
It's a problem because they don't have their stuff up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And what you wind up having, realistically, is you have a very fixed set of, let's be honest, out-of-date security practices, so that you'll have something like, okay, your, be it whatever it is, it could even be something like an implantable medical device,
mm-hmm.
where it's got a single fixed password that's pretty easy to break, and it might be used to, say, change a dosage you're getting through an insulin pump, or
mm-hmm.
something going through a pacemaker in terms of the actual
yeah.
the regulated pace. Imagine someone getting into a system like that and changing it. Now, that does sound like something ridiculous out of science fiction. But you know what? The technology works.
What if we had a president who had a device like that? He got elected. She
Funny
got elected.
You should mention that.
She got elected, and all of a sudden they had, you know, obviously President, Vice President
Cheney
had that happen.
Exactly.
But after,
and you know
after
what?
He was, but kind of afterwards, I think. But still, what if it were the number one person, and they had to have something? What do you think?
When that was done for Vice President Cheney, they actually specifically disabled the device's internet connectivity specifically for that threat.
Yeah, yeah.
The threat's real, and the mm-hmm. thing is, you can understand it. You know, the technology coming out now, it's cool. I'm human. I read this stuff in the news. I'm like, wow, they can do that now? Awesome. But of course, you know, the other end of it is I have to be Mr. Wet Blanket going, wow,
right.
I wonder if that's secure.
Right.
Invariably, they're being marketed for features, not for security.
Mm-hmm.
Security is often an afterthought, and what will wind up happening here is you have something that does all this cool stuff, but it's super easy to hack into. And most people aren't thinking in those terms. That's why so many of these Internet of Things devices, including for hospitals and elsewhere,
right.
have these fixed, simple-to-break passwords and very little security to protect them. So if someone wants
right.
to break into a hospital network, one of the easiest ways to do it is through the devices.
And they can reach, and never mind the information they could get, if they wanted to just hold, they could talk about holding somebody hostage. I mean, they could break into a hospital and hold somebody hostage. If they're in Romania, they don't care what's going on over there in a hospital in the United States. You know, they hold them hostage and say, okay, I need $250,000 or I'm taking you down or I'm going to turn off these pacemakers or whatever.
Yeah, it's weird to think of this stuff as, you know, not something out of basically a creative story.
So when you think of Internet of Things, Scott, as you said, I mean, I think we all should take a little bit of your approach. And the first thing we think of is, wow, Internet of Things. I can tell my refrigerator, I can find out if my milk's bad in the refrigerator before I go home or whatever, right? But on the other hand, do the Scott Arno thing, which is where we say, but wait a minute. What if somebody tells me it's bad and it's not bad? What if somebody breaks in, right?
Exactly. There was actually a thing I saw on Twitter the other day, cracked me up, said a guy put up a thing saying, my refrigerator is posting on Twitter, putting up inspirational quotes. It's like, well, that actually,
posting my science.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.